Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to an hour of music designed to fit your thinking during the Lenten season. You will hear music by Johann Christoph Bach, Franz Liszt, Sir Edward Elgar, and another look at the very meaningful Requiem by Maurice Duruflé. This visit is called Lo, the Righteous, and the Duruflé Requiem. The music of English composer Robert White, whose years were 1538 to 1574, opened the program. You heard Christe qui lux es et dies. Christ, you are the light and day. You drive away the darkness of night. Offering that musical thought was the Monteverdi Choir, led by John Elliott Gardner. Johann Christoph Bach was described by J.S. Bach as a profound composer, not only in the Bach genealogy, but within society. His sacred motet, Lo, the Righteous, is scored for SATTB voices unaccompanied. The text should be from one of the books of Corinthians or the book of Solomon. It states, though the righteous come to die before their time, yet they rest now in heaven. God is pleased with them and loves them well, and he has redeemed them nevermore to live among evil. Offering this significant composition is the National Lutheran Choir with Larry Fleming on the podium.
Thank you.
The National Lutheran Choir has recalled for us the sacred motet Lo, the Righteous by Johann Christoph Bach, a cousin of J.S. Bach, unaccompanied for five voice parts. Great composers combined with outstanding artists shine well in this next composition. Franz Liszt wrote four selections that form the Rosary in 1879, but they were not published during Liszt's lifetime. One of these selections was a setting of the Lord's Prayer. It first appeared in 1936 and is scored for baritone solo and harmonium. In this case, we hear the world-famous baritone Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Leo van Dosselaar on the harmonium. The Lord's Prayer by Franz Liszt.
Sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tuum.
The Lord's Prayer by Franz Liszt, artistically presented by baritone Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Leo van Dosselaar on the harmonium. Let's turn now to a great choral classic by Sir Edward Elgar. This is a salute to those who have gone before, titled They Are at Rest. Doing the honors is the choir of Clare College, Cambridge, directed by Graham Ross.
Thank you.
I am certain that you have enjoyed that piece before. It adds solidarity to our topic of Lent and prepares us for the Requiem to follow. You heard the Clare College Choir of Cambridge with Graham Ross singing They Are at Rest by Sir Edward Elgar. We are listening to music about the righteousness of the divine and preparing to hear the Durafle Requiem. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art, now in its 26th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com. Durafle's Requiem was written 50 years after the Fauré Requiem. It follows the same tradition as Fauré, but musically, Durafle's setting shows more variety than Fauré. This Requiem was commissioned by Durafle's publisher and dedicated to the composer's father. The first performance was in November of 1947. His Requiem reflects some melodies from the Gregorian chant for the Mass of the Dead. This was expanded and transformed to become the Requiem. Hence, it is natural that many of the melodies are based on ancient plain songs and associated with modal scales. On this recording, you will hear the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus with soloists Judith Blagan, soprano, and James Morris, bass. Robert Shaw is on the podium, and this is the Durafle Requiem. You have just heard the very melodic Duroflé Requiem with Judith Blagan as soprano soloist and James Morris as the bass soloist. The Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus was guided by Robert Shaw, and you heard this great work here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Lo the Righteous and the Duroflé Requiem. And I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you back again for more unifying and respected vocal and choral works. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2019.